CBS News next on KIXI, Seattle Times, 10 p.m.
CBS News, Tuesday afternoon, a joint session of Congress will hear what solutions the President of the United States might have to offer for a nation and a world plagued with inflation. I'm Jim Kilpatrick, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Mr. Ford's address can be heard live on many of these CBS Radio Network stations at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, Tuesday afternoon. There are few specific details on what programs the President will propose, but Mr. Ford gave a broad outline Monday evening during a speech in Burlington, Vermont.
I will outline a comprehensive plan to deal with inflation. And I'll recommend a two-pronged attack or a two-pronged undertaking. First, I will call for strong, broad, and firm legislative action by the Congress in a number of areas. But it will require a responsive action by the Congress with the President if we're going to meet this challenge.
President Ford. A White House spokesman says the economic package as a whole could bring inflation under control in 21 months by July 4, 1976. Mr. Ford's first priority is expected to be relief for inflation's real hardship cases, the poor and those on fixed incomes. It is widely believed the president will propose tax relief for them and make up the difference with a tax surcharge for the middle and upper income brackets. To aid business, there are reports the president may ask a tax break on money invested by businesses and utilities. To aid home construction, the president is expected to direct federal funds into the mortgage market and give a tax break on saving accounts to increase the source of home loans. More after this.
Time Magazine. What's in it for you this week?
Cover story. Gerald Ford trying to fight back.
What the administration proposes as solutions to America's three biggest problems: inflation, recession, and the price of oil.
A nationwide report on how big the problem really is.
Why it may get worse.
And which of the president's programs seems most promising.
Time also looks into who is hurting and who is not, as inflation and economic stagnation hit nearly every family.
And in the economy, Time reports on what might happen if the country's that use oil could unite as solidly as the countries that produce it.
In the world, a first-hand look at life under Cuban socialism.
In behavior, a character study of Lyndon Baines Johnson by a young psycho-historian who once worked at the White House.
And in art, new knowledge about one of the most enigmatic geniuses in history, Leonardo da Vinci.
It's all there in Time.
Pick up a copy today.
For Time makes everything more interesting.
Including you.
Breaking a tight news blackout on jury selection in the Watergate cover-up trial as it moved into the second week, Judge Sirica said we're making very good progress. However, a defense lawyer labeled the progress as very slow. Jed Duval reports.
When will the Watergate trial actually begin? One good clue comes not from the court, but from the other two branches of government, Congress and the White House. A subcommittee of the House Judiciary Committee will hear President Ford explain his pardon of former President Nixon, and seems to want to wait, or is at least willing to wait, until a jury is chosen for the cover-up trial before the Ford appearance and all its attendant publicity. No one orders a congressional committee to hold off, but the group led by William Hungate of Missouri talked about it in a closed meeting today and indicated it would postpone Mr. Ford's appearance from this Thursday to a week later, if no jury is ready. But apparently, hints are drifting out of the sealed and closely guarded court, where jury selection is underway, that 12 jurors and 6 alternates will be ready. So Mr. Ford's appearance has not been changed yet, and opening arguments in the cover-up trial are expected Friday. Jed Duval, CBS News, Washington.
Dominican President Balaguer has offered safe conduct out of the country to guerrillas holding 7 hostages in the Venezuelan consulate in Santo Domingo. He described the offer as final and said it was conditional on the safe release of the hostages. The guerrillas have yet to reply. More after this.
This is Lee Jordan on the CBS Radio Network. In 1924, the Pulitzer Prize for Drama went to Hatcher Hughes' Hell-Bent for Heaven, and Sophie Tucker was wowing him in Earl Carroll's Vanities. It was in 1924, too, that WEEI went on the air in Boston to bring Bostonians the best in radio. Today, as News Radio 59 celebrates its 50th anniversary, Best wishes from all of us at the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Sammy Davis Jr. Would you believe that a whole generation has grown up since the first American kids went out to trick-or-treat for UNICEF on Halloween? In those 20 years, they've helped the United Nations Children's Fund provide better food, medical care, education for millions of children in developing countries. This Halloween, our kids will be on your doorstep again. Please drop a few coins in the orange box. For them, Halloween is a lot of fun. For UNICEF's children, it's a chance for a better life. Thank you. Peace.
Racial tensions increased in Boston Monday in the fourth week of court-ordered busing. Mayor Kevin White has asked to meet Tuesday with the judge who ordered the desegregation, and a spokesman says the mayor will support an NAACP move to seek federal assistance. Doctors say Mrs. Betty Ford continues an excellent recovery from breast surgery and is moving about as she wishes. She will probably leave the hospital at about midweek. I'm Jim Kilpatrick, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI. The weather outlook, fair through Wednesday with patchy late night and morning fog. A little warmer tomorrow. Highs in the lower 70s. Lows in the mid-40s. No chance of rain. In downtown Seattle, currently it's 60 degrees. The barometer holding steady at 30.15. Briefly in sports, in the National Football League this evening, Miami beat the New York Jets by a score of 21-17. The Los Angeles Dodgers hope to wrap up the National League Baseball title tomorrow against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Doug Raw is slated to face Pirate pitcher Bruce Keeson in the third game at Los Angeles. The deadlocked American League playoff shifts to Baltimore, with the Orioles' Jim Palmer due to start against the A's' Vida Blue, a couple of former Cy Young Award winners. Next on KIXI, the CBS Radio Mystery Theater. The time is 7 minutes past 10.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. And it's time, once again, for that voyage we take together through those dark and hidden recesses of our own imagination. A philosopher tells us that by an accident of fortune, a man may rule the world for a time. But by virtue of love, he may rule the world forever. Love. There seems to be so much love all around us. It appears to grow wild, like some exotic plant in a tropical jungle. And yet, with so much love everywhere, why are so few of us kings?
No. No, I don't paint anymore.
But you're such a fine artist, you should.
No. No, you see, I put someone down on canvas, and it's not just his likeness, it's also...
Yes. It's also
his personality. And so, he will convey to the viewer some of his innermost secrets.
I don't believe that's possible.
Yes. Yes. The canvas will not conceal any of his secrets. It will betray everything, even if he has committed murder. Now, shall I paint your portrait?
No. Oh, no.
Our mystery drama, Sister of Death, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars K.T. Stevens. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Contact, the 12-hour code capsule. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Ever see a beer drinker pour his beer real easy down the side of the glass? Maybe you do it yourself. If so, the Budweiser Brewmaster thinks you're missing something, especially if you're a Budweiser drinker. You see, Bud is brewed, so it will kick up a healthy head of foam. Exclusive beechwood aging and natural carbonation make it a lively brew. Well, anyway, pouring Bud plunk down the middle of the glass helps bring out the best in that clean white Budweiser foam and real beer aroma. It also helps you get the full benefit of a taste, smoothness, and drinkability you'll find in no other beer at any price. Remember, brewing beer right does make a difference. Next time, pour that Budweiser right down the middle and see for yourself. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Who will cope with tomorrow for a brighter new day? There's one hope for tomorrow, the children of today. Who will live to inherit all we've done? Who will pay? Who will give love and share it? The children of today.
Child. For information, write Save the Children, Box 120, Grand Central Station, New York.
If a stranger were to stop you on the street and say, "Here, for you, is a $100 bill. Take it. It's yours. No strings attached." What would your instinctive reaction be? Would you reply, "How generous, a thousand thanks"? Probably not. You would more likely say, "What's in it for you?" Or, "What are you selling?" Or, "Beat it before I call a cop." And with good reason. So many of us have become rather sharp-nosed and narrow-eyed. But here and there is still the occasional optimist. The rare believer in the goodness of man. The exceptional, kind-hearted, trusting soul who simply refuses to recognize evil. You're about to meet one of them. She's young and pretty.
I got $70, meat. $70. Who'll give me 75? 75? Do I hear 75? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this magnificent portrait in oils. It cannot be sold for $75. It can only be stolen.
$72.50.
A young lady with the courage of an ancient Amazon warrior.
Do you accept my bid?
Do I accept your bid? $72.50, ladies and gentlemen. Shall you stand by and see the crime of the century perpetrated? Will no one say 75?
75.
Oh, dear lady, you must not bid against yourself.
Oh.
Very well, my friends. Let it be on your own consciences. 72.50 once. 72.50 twice.
Oh.
Sold. Sold for 72.50.
Do you mean it's mine?
Yes, dear lady, it's yours. It's all yours.
What is this fantastic bargain, Anita?
Oh, Tilly, just wait till you see it.
Oh, where is it?
I even knew exactly where I wanted to hang it.
Hang it? Oh, is it a picture, Anita?
Oh, nobody can ever keep a secret from you.
What kind of picture is it?
Tilly, it's the buy of the century.
Oh, who painted it?
Well, it wasn't anyone you might have heard of. It's Corral.
Corral?
Mm-hmm. He signs his name in big letters.
Is his first name Sebastian?
Sebastian? How did you know?
Sebastian Corral.
Oh, you heard of him. You actually heard of him.
Anita, where's the painting?
You'll never guess.
Anita, let me look at the painting.
Come upstairs. I put it in the bedroom. It just seemed to belong there.
$72.50 for a Sebastian Corral.
And you never even heard of him.
Which means he's not just some unknown.
So that's where all that promise ended up.
And as we say, voila, behold, my magnificent painting. Well, say something. The minute I saw this painting, I knew I'd have to buy it. Do you know why? Because I felt I knew this girl. Oh, it's ridiculous. I never saw her before in my life, but I feel we're friends. She looks as if she's trying to tell me something.
Anita, I am...
And the title. How do you account for the title? Young Lady with a Fan. That's what fascinates me. She's the last person in the world you'd expect to have a fan. She's actually wearing a tennis outfit. And she's holding this beautiful, delicately carved ivory fan. How do you like her?
I'm not sure I know what to say.
Tilly, you're so pale. What's wrong?
Maybe I shouldn't tell you anything.
But you're so serious. What is it?
The girl...
The girl?
The woman in that painting. It's Alma.
Alma?
Oh, that's right. You couldn't have known her.
Who is Alma?
Well, your husband's first wife. I remember when she posed for that portrait.
Who did you say she was?
Alma. I often wondered what had become of the painting.
Did you say she was Herbert's first wife?
Mm-hmm. And at the time, Herbert didn't like the idea of her posing for Sebastian Corrali. You knew that Herb had been married before. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Well, I just naturally assumed that he would have...
As a matter of fact, now that you mention it, he did tell me.
Anita.
It just slipped my mind for a moment, I guess.
Darling, you don't have to protect everybody all the time against everything.
I can understand why he wouldn't tell me.
Can you?
Herbert is an incurable romantic. We both feel as if our lives really began the day we met. And that nothing in the past is material or relevant or of any importance.
But, dear, your lives didn't begin the day you met, and there was a past, and it did shape your existence.
Tilly.
Yes?
Maybe I shouldn't ask, but...
Mm-hmm. You want to know about Alma?
Yes.
Not nearly as pretty or as charming as you.
Oh, I don't mean that. Where is she now?
Oh. She's, dead.
Dead?
Yes. She was killed.
Oh, how awful.
She was murdered.
She was murdered?
In this room.
No.
She was all alone. Herb was out of town. It was a robbery. Evidently, she'd come home and surprised the thief, or he had surprised her.
Did they ever catch?
No. It remains unsolved.
And you say the place was robbed?
Oh, yes. Everything of value. Jewels, silver.
Did the police ever find any of it?
No.
And it happened right here in this room?
Right here. It's a little scary because the painting was hanging on the wall just where you have it hanging now exactly. It's quite a coincidence.
I suppose you could say the painting saw it all.
In a manner of speaking, you could say that.
The painting is a witness. She actually saw herself being killed.
Anita, really?
Well, it's true, isn't it? You look into those eyes, and they look back into yours, and they seem to want to say something.
If they ever do, let me know what. But right now, the important thing about that painting is...
What am I going to do about it?
Yes, what are you going to do about it?
I shouldn't let Herb know.
Why not?
It would be too embarrassing, too painful.
I still say Herbert should have told you he'd been married before.
I only know that Herbert and I are very happy.
All this nonsense about Herb being a romantic. I should think that Herb neglected to tell you something that was very vital.
But it doesn't matter to me.
Oh, sure. The fact is, you're afraid to raise an issue. If you don't want to open up a giant-sized can of worms, you'll just have to get rid of the portrait.
I know, but...
Yes, but...
I think that would be... Don't laugh.
I won't.
I think that would be cruel.
Cruel?
Because she's not just some figment of an artist's imagination.
No, she's not.
She isn't even a strange woman. She was someone who lived here. Who died here. This is her home. How can I throw her out?
It's a rather unique view.
But it's my view.
However, you must do something.
I know. I know, I'll have to think.
You better start thinking right away. It's getting on toward 5 o'clock.
Then, will you please get out of here and give me a chance to collect my thoughts?
Yes, that's certainly what Anita needs. A chance to think and collect her thoughts. Why don't we all give her that opportunity? Why don't you listen to some extremely provocative thoughts on some other important subjects? And I'll bring Anita and her problem back here in just a few moments with Act Two.
There is a fresh new spirit sweeping the land. A free spirit that demands good products. Products that satisfy your sense of good taste and desire for economy. But above all, products that perform. Buick has been touched by this spirit. And this year, our crisply designed, solidly built Buicks will bring joy even to the most demanding of free spirits. The 1975 Buicks, dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
Sure, I've heard that phrase, give to the college of your choice. Good idea. And I know all colleges need more money, what with inflation and all. It's just that since I graduated, I've been so busy, not just with my career, but with the community affairs, too, I haven't found the time to reevaluate.
Take the time now and give more to the college of your choice. Now.
A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
You're 17. Well, that's plenty old. Old enough to know about things like grass and speed and acid and smack. We probably can't tell you anything about the stuff you haven't already heard, or maybe even found out for yourself. So we don't intend to give you any advice. You wouldn't listen. But the trouble is, neither will your kid brother. He doesn't know half of what you know. He doesn't know how dope can affect your body. He's never spent a violent night hugging a friend who was on a bad trip or watch a guy nod off in class and fall to the floor. He's just a kid and a real setup for anybody out there selling the stuff. We'd like to warn your little brother. Too bad he doesn't trust us. We can't get to him. But maybe you can.
An Advertising Council campaign.
One day, a young lady named Anita Sutcliffe was very much taken with a painting at an art auction, so she bought it. Immediately after, she discovered by accident that the painting is a portrait of her husband's former wife, Alma. And it seems that Alma had been murdered during a robbery at the house. All this would be shocking enough, but you must also consider one additional fact. Anita didn't know that her husband, Herbert, had been married before.
Penny, for your thoughts, darling.
Oh, my thoughts aren't very deep. I must have been daydreaming.
Oh, about what?
Nothing. Nothing, really.
The fish is excellent, darling.
Thank you. Did you have a hard day?
Oh, they're all hard.
Poor Herb.
Why do people lie all the time? A man says he wants a safe, conservative investment. It's a lie. What he really wants is a stock that will double itself in 6 months and pay a 20% dividend, tax-free.
Oh, darling, I'm sure people must be more reasonable than that.
When it comes to money, no one's reasonable. Some of the people who walk into my office... No, I must never bring these things home with me.
Herb, there's no reason why you shouldn't share.
Darling, this place to me is a citadel. It's where two unusually blessed people live in complete faith and love and harmony. Darling, you do love me, don't you?
No matter how many times you ask, the answer will always be yes.
I look at you and I say, no two people have ever been so close, so completely as one, so open, so free. No secrets between us.
No secrets.
No secrets. Yes, dear?
Would you care for some coffee?
Oh, no, I've had enough. Oh, who do you suppose that is?
Probably Tilly.
Tilly? Oh, I'm in no mood for her tonight.
Darling, she's your cousin. Hi! The door was open. Our things.
I think I have a headache.
Oh, darling, there's some aspirin.
I'll just go upstairs and lie down. Will you excuse me?
I just couldn't stay away.
I'm sure of it.
Has he been upstairs since he came home?
No.
Oh, when he walks into the bedroom, wow.
No, nothing will happen.
But when he sees the painting?
He won't see it. It isn't there.
Anita, you copped out.
No. I decided what was more important.
Okay. But where is the painting?
In the attic.
The attic?
Herb never goes up there, and I can decide what to do about it later. But I couldn't decide what to do about it. And the reason was, I'd go up to the attic when Herb was away at the office. And I'd take the painting out from behind a partition where I'd hidden her. And I'd look at it. At this woman. Who had once been to Herb what I am to him now. His wife. And she would look at me, and at first I thought it was my imagination, but the expression in her eyes would change. I know it's impossible. What's once set down in paint is frozen forever, but her look would change. Sometimes it would be a look of terror. Sometimes it would be a look of concern, and then it would be questioning, as if she wanted to ask me something or tell me something. Tell me something.
Like to learn to play this stupid game.
Why? So I could surprise her. It would please him. It would be something else we could do together.
You'd better rest for a few minutes. You can't learn the game in one day.
All right. Tilly, whatever happened to that artist?
Sebastian Carell? I heard he went mad.
Is he still alive?
I wouldn't know.
How could I find out?
Why?
There's something I want to ask him about the portrait.
What?
How he could manage to make the facial expressions change.
That has nothing to do with him. You're the one who's doing that.
But I tell you, every time I look at that painting...
I know. But you must either confront Herb with the painting...
That word confront...
Or you must get rid of it and put it from your mind.
You make everything sound so grim.
Why do you keep asking about the artist?
I'm just curious. You said Herb didn't like the idea of Alma's posing. Why?
He was jealous. Look, did we come here to play tennis?
How did the painting eventually wind up at the auction? Was it stolen that night?
No. Herb, I guess, couldn't stand the sight of it, so he just got rid of it. He gave it back to Corral.
But why?
I don't know. If you want an answer to most of your questions, you'll just have to ask Herb.
Hello. Remember me?
Who could ever forget you? The young lady who lives so dangerously. Can you imagine $72.50 for a Sebastian Corral?
Would you know him?
Corral?
No. One of America's foremost painters. He is not, or was not, whatever the case may be.
Then you wouldn't know where I could find him.
I bet you're wrong. I know exactly where you can find him.
You do?
Ah, poor lad. He's in the state asylum, and he's bankrupt. Whatever he's got is being sold at auction. I come into it because all he's got is a couple of paintings.
The state asylum.
Yeah, that's how it goes, especially with artists. A painter, he's good, but not really good enough. It drives him crazy. You know why? Because his hand doesn't have the exact skill to put down what he sees in his head.
Thank you, nurse. I see him. Mr. Corral. Hello, Mr. Corral.
Who are you?
I thought we might chat.
I don't know you. What do you want?
I own one of your paintings.
I don't paint anymore.
I like this painting very much. It's called Young Lady with a Fan.
How is Alma?
Alma's...
Oh, don't say that. Don't say she's dead.
But...
Everyone says she is dead. But don't believe it. Alma was just with me. Right now, she's out playing tennis, but... But we are having dinner together tonight.
You mean you actually see Alma?
Oh, yes. We live here together.
But Alma...
I know. Herb Sutcliffe killed her.
Herb?
But it's all right. She's here now, with me. I don't paint anymore.
Why do you say Herb killed her?
He was jealous. Oh, she hated that fan. And he said, if you won't pose with that fan, I won't commission the picture.
Why? Why would he say that?
I don't know. He's crazy. Is he dead now, too? It does not matter. So she said, Alma said, I loathe that damn fan. Not paint me in a tennis outfit so it'll look ridiculous.
But what was there about the fan?
I don't know. If you ask me, I think he killed her for the money.
What money?
Who are you?
I just wanted to meet you, Mr. Crowell, and...
Is that my name? Sometimes I forget. Why would you want to meet me? Are you dead, too?
I left him. I went home. I went upstairs to the attic, and I looked at the portrait. The portrait of Alma, the young lady with the fan. And she looked at me, and her eyes were very large, and it seemed that they were brimming with tears. And of course, it was my imagination, but it seemed that those tears were for me. For me. It was almost as if she were speaking to me, telling me something. Telling me to do something. What? What? What is it that I'm supposed to do? And then the voice, it was either on her lips or in my brain. And it said,
the police! The police! The police!
The police? But why?
The police! The police!
The police, but what am I supposed to say? Lieutenant Tannenberg?
Please sit down, ma'am. What can I do for you?
My name is Anita Sutcliffe.
Sounds familiar. Now, let me try to place it.
According to the newspaper reports, 5 years ago...
Yeah. Mrs. Herbert Sutliff was murdered by a burglar. You must be the new Mrs. Sutliff.
I read where Detective Sergeant Tannenberg was the investigating officer.
Yeah, I was on the case. Well, what can I do for you?
Is the case closed, Lieutenant?
Well, no unsolved murder case is ever officially closed. If you mean, is anyone currently working on it, the answer is no. It's inactive.
Oh.
Would you have any new evidence that could merit further active investigation?
No.
Well, then how can the police department help you?
I don't know. I just thought I wanted to find out what had happened there that night. And since you were the police officer...
I assume you read the newspaper accounts?
Yes. I looked up and...
Well, it's all in there. Neighbors thought they heard suspicious noises. We responded, found Mrs. Sutliff dead in her room. There'd been a struggle. Place was cleaned out. We had no leads. That's all I can tell you.
How was she killed?
He shot her.
Oh.
And, I'm afraid I have no more definite information.
A list of things that were taken. Was it given to the police?
Oh, yes, and we circulated that list among various places that would buy valuables.
And did anything ever show up?
None of our sources ever reported anything.
This list, is it still in existence?
Why do you ask?
I don't know.
Yes, it's still in the files.
I'm sorry I took up so much of your time, Lieutenant.
I hope I've been of service.
Take my advice. Keep away from the police.
Tilly, all I did was ask about the murder.
Why?
Well, it happened in my bedroom. I'm curious.
You should never appear to be curious where there's an unsolved murder.
Why?
Because that, in turn, arouses the curiosity of the police.
But it might do some good if they did become curious.
No, dear. Not if they become curious about you.
Lieutenant Tannenberg. Oh, yeah, Chappie. Yeah, I did call. You remember the Alma Sutliff thing? You and I went out on it 5 years ago. Well, a new wife was just here. And guess what she wanted to know? Is there still a list of the stolen stuff? In other words, is it still hot? Very big, innocent eyes. But she could have been in on it. Well, I checked. He married her 3 months after he buried the first one. How grief-stricken could he have been?
Yes. You go about what you think are your own private and personal affairs, matters which concern nobody but you, and then, without ever being aware of it, you can reach the crucial point where you no longer control the situation. And you have no way of knowing that something you thought was strictly your own business has suddenly and ominously become official business. Official police business. I shall return shortly with Act Three.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love. But give your cold to contact. The sooner the better.
The common cold is a rotten thing. You miss so much. Sneezing, drips, and congestion can drag you down. Then ask yourself the contact question. 6 or 3 or 1. You'd need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 ounces of Cold's liquid, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 contact for up to 12 hours continuous relief of those symptoms. That's daytime, then nighttime relief. Both the others have things for aches and fever, and the liquid, something for coughs. Not found in Contact 600 Tiny Type pills.
Give your cold to Contact.
6 or 3 or 1. Take Contact. Only as directed.
How many things can your family do together? Go to a movie? Go to a circus? Go on a picnic? Go on a vacation? Face it, in today's America, family fun is hard to come by. And with busy schedules, just getting the family together is not an easy thing to do. How would you like to have a little family fun every week? How would you like to learn together? How would you like to grow together? And how would you like to help your son get an edge on growing up? Cub Scouting is helping families like yours be a family. It sure helped ours. Today's Cub Scout program is just as much for families as it is for boys. So when your son wants to join a Cub Scout pack, remember to take along the whole family. That's what Cub Scouting is all about. For the Cub Scout pack nearest you, call the Boy Scouts of America. They're in the white pages of your phone book.
A relationship between two human beings is an unbelievably complex cradle of attitudes, ideas, privileges. And very early in the game, each person learns that if the relationship is to endure, certain actions must be overlooked. Certain questions must never be asked. Certain boundaries may never be crossed, or else the intricate web will come apart, never to be spun again.
Darling.
Yes?
I think you should see a doctor.
But Herb, I feel fine.
Well, you look so pale lately, and you seem to be so nervous.
I can't imagine why.
Darling, I want you to take care of yourself.
But Herb, I do.
Anita, I love you so much. If anything ever happened to you, I don't know what I'd do.
What could happen to me?
Oh, darling, it's such a crazy world, filled with such mad people. If only we could shut it all out and live by ourselves, for ourselves.
I couldn't keep away from that portrait. She was a stranger. It was as if she was my sister, because between us was a bond stronger than blood. Our bond was a man, the same man. And so my days were spent more and more in the attic. Herbert would leave. I would go upstairs. I would look at Alma, and she would look at me. And there was communication between us. Why do you say poor Anita?
Because one day, he will kill you too.
What did you say?
He will kill you.
I'm dreaming this.
My money was in the safe. He made it look like a robbery.
No, I won't believe it.
Don't let him give you the fan.
The fan? Ready for what?
To kill you.
But he loves me.
He also loved me.
But you had money. I have no money.
You will. You will.
No. I spoke to Corral. Sebastian Corral.
Poor Corral.
You were having an affair with him. And now you're jealous of me.
No.
You're trying to reach out from the grave to destroy Herbert's new marriage. Why?
For your money.
I have no money.
You will. You will.
I was so upset, so terrified, so absolutely distraught. I did something for the first time. I actually went to Herb's office in the middle of a business day.
Feeling better, darling?
Oh, so much better. Your secretary makes excellent coffee. I'm sorry I barged in on you.
Well, I understand that's what husbands are for. Whatever gave you such a fright?
Nothing. Nothing, just nerves.
You must see a doctor.
You're the best doctor. All I need is you.
And all I need is you.
Oh, Herb,
I'm so happy when I'm with you. I'm so happy. But I'd better leave so you can sell some stocks and bonds.
Well, incidentally, what are you doing this afternoon?
Nothing.
Oh, then you can see this doctor.
But I feel fine.
No, this is something else.
Oh?
There's insurance, you know, we have to think about.
Insurance?
Well, my company has a great husband-wife policy. I can get $75,000 worth of life insurance for you attached right onto my own.
But...
Darling, there's no reason why you shouldn't have insurance, is there? Well, is there?
I told you.
But there is no reason why I shouldn't have insurance.
He'll kill you the way he killed me.
Stop that.
Leave him.
No.
Leave him before he kills.
No. No.
Quiet. Happy birthday, darling.
Oh. It is my birthday.
Anyone else saying that would sound phony, but I believe you. I actually believe you didn't know it was your birthday.
Darling, the urge to forget becomes stronger as we grow older.
Yes, that's true, but I'm afraid there's something else.
Something else?
These past weeks. You've been so preoccupied.
Have I?
Well, you won't go to a doctor.
But I did. I had my insurance exam. The doctor said I was fine.
Well... This must be a night for pure enjoyment.
Oh, yes, darling.
I have a gift.
Oh, Herb, you shouldn't.
Now, dear, you know you'd have been brokenhearted if I didn't.
That's true.
Here. Go on, open your gift.
Oh, my. Oh.
It's the most precious thing I own. It belonged to my mother.
Oh.
Yes, it is breathtaking. It's pure ivory and pearl. The workmanship is fantastic. A fan like this, it's a museum piece.
I...
Well, dear, one of our ancestors was in the China trade back in the clipper ship days. He brought it home. It was supposed to belong to an empress.
I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. Just give me a kiss.
So, he gave you the fan.
I...
Compare it with mine.
No, I can't believe... Believe you.
You will live just long enough to hate that fan.
But why? What does this fan mean?
It means that no one, no other woman in the world is as beautiful, as good, as perfect as the one who owned this fan.
I don't believe it. Doesn't know how.
Little things at first, it will become worse.
I just can't believe.
There were so many things I couldn't believe.
Well, hi, stranger. Just in time for a cup of coffee.
Thanks.
How goes it? The portrait still up in the attic?
Yes.
I suppose you know what you're doing.
Tell me, Tilly, you remember the night of the robbery?
Why?
The fan.
What about it?
Was the fan among the things that were stolen?
Why do you ask?
Well, just curious.
Was the fan one of the stolen items? I don't know. Why don't you ask Herb?
It's quite all right, Mrs. Sutliff.
I was in the neighborhood, Lieutenant Tannenberg, and
I wondered if I could just take a minute.
We're here to serve you, ma'am.
Well, there's an heirloom. It has sentimental value for my husband, and he isn't sure if it was one of those things that were stolen during the robbery.
Well, he has the list. He can check it.
Well, you see, it was a long time ago, and the list has been lost or misplaced.
Oh. Well, in that case, let's look at the one we have. As a matter of fact, I have the file right here on my desk.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You mean the police are opening up?
No, we just have a periodic review of all the records. Here we are, Sutcliffe, Alma, list of stolen items. Here it is. Fan, antique quality, Chinese pearl and ivory. Yeah, this must be it.
Then it was stolen.
Well, according to what Mr. Sutcliffe attested to at the time, yes, it was part of the loot.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Thank you very much.
The chicken is a bit underdone.
But I made it the same way.
And it's tough.
Tastes the same as usual.
Now, dear, it's not that you have very much to do all day. You could at least take time and prepare a decent meal.
Herbert, what are you saying?
I'm telling you that dinner has been just thrown together as if...
You never found any fault with my cooking before.
You never gave me reason to.
Herb, this is no way to talk to me.
You have a lot to learn.
Herbert, what's gotten into you?
This meal is unfit to eat. I'll have my dinner at a restaurant.
Herbert!
And I shall have my dinner out every night until you learn how to cook properly.
I told you. No, I don't believe it. It's a dream.
What's a dream, Anita?
All of it. You. And the way Herbert just spoke to me. It's a dream.
Is the fan also a dream? Herbert,
you know Alma.
Anita.
Why didn't you tell me about Alma?
Because I didn't want to remember. Because if you try to put something out of your mind completely, then, well, after a while, it doesn't exist.
Why did you kill her?
I had to. She came home. I didn't expect her. She found me at the safe. Her money had come, her inheritance, innegotiable bonds. And I needed them because I was short. But she wouldn't listen.
And that's why you killed her?
Well, she brought it on herself. It was her fault. Where are you going?
Away from here.
No. No, don't leave me.
Please,
Herb. I thought you were different. But you're like all women. You can't be trusted.
Please,
you'll
let go
to the police,
me.
Won't you?
Yes.
I knew I couldn't trust you. Let me tell you what's going to happen to you. Shut up! See? You have a little workroom up here. You do things with art and sewing. You must have taken a nap. And while you were smoking, a terrible thing happened. You must have fallen asleep.
I don't think that's what's going to happen.
Lieutenant.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
I'm a police officer. You must remember me. Now, Mr. Sutcliffe, will you come quietly?
I didn't do anything.
You take him down, Chappie.
I didn't do anything.
Could I just sit down for a minute?
I guess I was wrong about you. I thought you and he killed his first wife and were waiting for things to cool down.
I didn't even know he was married.
Then
How did you know he killed her?
She told me.
Who told you?
She did. Look at her.
That's just a painting.
Is it?
As a matter of fact, I remember. That was in the bedroom where we found the body. Corral. That's the artist's name. Yeah, I remember. I read in the paper the guy went nuts because he felt he wasn't good enough.
On the other hand, he may have been too good.
What does a painter put in a portrait? Who knows? You hear it said of a particular good likeness that the artist captured his subject. Can that be taken literally? Take me literally when I tell you. I'll be back shortly.
If you take a look at the 1975 cars, you'll notice a European influence. And there are some new American cars that rival the Europeans. One being Buick's new Skylark SR, with its touring car interior and spirited little V6 engine. But don't think of the Skylark SR as a European tourer. We're proud of the fact that it's a Buick. You will be too.
Buick, dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
There's a kind of chemical warfare going on. In this war, cancer is the enemy. Our weapon is chemotherapy. Today, the anti-cancer drugs of chemotherapy enable thousands of patients to lead active lives despite cancer. More people can be helped. To keep the research going, send a check today to the Chemo, that's Chemo, C-H-E-M-O, Therapy Foundation, Box 8, New York, New York, 128. This is a public service message from the Chemotherapy Foundation.
So many people are like Anita Sutcliffe. So many men and women who say, don't rock the boat. Don't make waves. Don't open a can of worms. And yet, so typical. Aren't most of us desperately anxious to preserve what we have at any cost? And isn't it the saddest truth that many of us would rather live in a fool's paradise than a wise man's hell? Our cast included K.T. Stevens, Amzie Strickland, Alan Reed, and Brett Morrison. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
Now, a preview of our next tale.
Oh, Mom, can't I take him to school?
Sorry, partner.
But I wanted to show Clancy Williams.
Unlatch that belt, pale face, or I'll use it to make your other end red. Better get on your horse.
Bye, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, Billy boy. Guns. What place do they have in our life? Or anyone's? Why does the back doorbell always ring when you're at the front? Coming. All right, all right. What's so important? Yes?
Hello, wife. Long time no see.
Who are you? What do you... Oh, oh no. It could be...
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Thank you.
CBS News next on KIXI, AM and FM in Seattle. The weather outlook fair through Wednesday with patchy late night and morning fog, a little warmer. The highs in the lower 70s, lows in the mid-40s, no chance of rain. In downtown Seattle currently, it's 57 degrees, the barometer steady at 30.15. Time at KIXI is 11 p.m.
CBS News. Boston Mayor Kevin White plans to go before a federal judge on Tuesday about the possibility of federal help in dealing with racial violence in South Boston. I'm Ann Crosman, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Following an attack on a black man Monday by anti-busing white demonstrators in South Boston, Mayor Kevin White is asking Judge Arthur Garrity, who issued that busing order, for a meeting. White's communications director, Frank Tivnan, says that the mayor will ask Judge Garrity that even though Boston police have been able to control the anti-busing violence the last few days, local police may need outside help in the future.
It is becoming increasingly difficult only in one neighborhood of the city to both maintain order and peace while at the same time simultaneously implementing the busing order. And in explaining this tomorrow morning, the mayor will be asking the judge to consider whether or not the city should be given federal help of some kind, and what nature that would take would be up to the judge.
That is Frank Tivnan, who is the communications director for Boston Mayor Kevin White. The NAACP plans to go to court, and it will ask Judge Garrity to allow federal marshals to come in and protect students in the racially troubled schools. Mayor White has agreed to support that motion. Classes have been suspended indefinitely at Destrehan High School near New Orleans following a day of racial trouble there. Police say that a white teenager was shot and killed, and two other white students were stabbed. Police say the 13-year-old was shot from a bus, which was filled with black students. According to police, the bus was being stoned by white students at the time of the shooting. Police say that Monday's troubles at the school began after leaders of two black gangs and a white gang were suspended after they had threatened violence. More CBS News coming up.
Are you an unpublished author? Do you have a book-length manuscript ready or almost ready for publication? Or do you know of anyone else who is an unpublished author? If so, Vantage Press invites you to write to a leading New York publisher for a free illustrated brochure titled To the Author in Search of a Publisher. It explains how you may have your manuscript printed and published in a matter of months. Just write to GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. Whether your subject is fiction, nonfiction, poetry, or even scientific, specialized, or controversial, this 52-page brochure shows you how to arrange for prompt publication. To get your copy, write to GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. That's GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. If this is your first book, you'll find this free brochure especially valuable and informative. Write to GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. GPO Box 1414, New York, New York.
The Court of Appeals in Washington has set aside a record 73% increase in the price of natural gas at the wellhead that the Federal Power Commission recently approved. The judge says there is serious weakness in the commission's justification for the increase and is asking the FPC to reevaluate the reasonableness of the increase. The court was acting on an appeal by the Consumers Union. American motorists and a possible change in their driving habits was the subject of discussion on Monday at hearings in San Francisco, and David Dow was there.
Project Independence, the administration's proposal for making the U.S. independent of foreign energy sources, apparently will aim heavily at cars and the people who drive them. In the final round of Project Independence hearings, Energy Chief John Sawhill repeatedly emphasized that motorists may have to make sacrifices, perhaps giving over freeway lanes to buses, driving less powerful cars. But how to go about changing driving habits and creating more smaller cars was another question. A string of industry representatives said the answer is not government intervention. Sawhill promises a Project Independence blueprint next month, but it may be well into next year before that is molded into U.S. policy. David Dow, CBS News, San Francisco.
More in a minute.
The sun is shining. Things are growing. Things are going well with you and me. future planned together, rich full life together. Things look bright as they can be. We're helping 40 million people, more than 40 million people who know the future is now. At Metropolitan Life, we help to plan your future, because the future is now.
The future will be here in a moment. Don't let it take you by surprise. At Metropolitan Life, we've spent over a century helping people prepare for the future. And Metropolitan can do the same for you.
At Metropolitan Life, we help to plan your future, because the future is now.
The President of the Dominican Republic has offered safe conduct out of the country to the terrorists who have been holding 7 hostages inside the Venezuelan consulate in Santo Domingo. The terrorists have been holding the hostages, including an American woman diplomat, for 11 days. Secretary of State Kissinger leaves Tuesday night for the Middle East. He has cautioned that no dramatic announcements are expected from his trip. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI, where the time now is 6 minutes past 11.